And Xavier, thanks so much for the time. Let's go back to the triple jump first of all. You finished in eighth place. Take us through that winning mark, if you can remember how you were able to get the job done for that top 10 finish.
Oh boy. triple jumps that day, I will not lie, it was a tad bit of a mess. Just a little bit, but I did push through. I think I hurt myself a little, but I still pushed through it. I got the jump I semi-wanted, but hey, still a good jump. I couldn't just down myself the whole meet.
Well, what does that say about you and the competitiveness and maybe even some of the grit that you have, knowing that it may not have been your best, as you kind of allude to, but you still did pretty darn well?
I feel like every time I need to stop being so hard on myself a lot, because I always tend to be like, oh man, I'm not jumping that far, but they're not like a lot of people who are just jumping 42 as a bad jump. Like, so maybe, and that really shows mostly. It's just like, even if I say like, oh man, like I'm trying to doubt myself, I'm still going to be competitive either way. Like there's some hearing the jumps every second, like I was hearing a 45 and then like hearing a 44 and then hearing like another 45. I was like, man, these guys are jumping. And I was like, I want to jump too. I tried to get up there, but I unfortunately kind of tad slipped up a little bit. But hey, we made it eight, and that's good. Still out of state, that's still good.
It's really, really remarkable. You have a lot to be proud of, that's for sure. And then you finished 11th in the long jump. So take us through how that went down for you last weekend.
So long jump, nothing was, well, obviously something's wrong for a second, because I got 11th. But my jumps and everything else, speed coming up to the board was way faster than I usually was, because I was mad about triple, and I used all that in long jump. So trying to get stuff done, I kept stepping over the board because I was running too fast, but I was getting really far into the pit. So like every single jump I had, I was getting faster and faster. But I faulted my first two, sadly, but so I had to like step back to get a third jump to see if I could make it to finals or not. And I jumped at 20. I jumped at 21.3, if I'm right. Yeah, 21.3. And it didn't make it into finals, because a lot of kids were jumping up 20, 21, 10s, 11s. But honestly, I could have made it up there.
It was a spectacular weekend, though, for you regardless. And, you know, I want to talk about that. Like, how proud do you feel with the finishes that you had? Because as you kind of brought up, having those kind of marks and being one of the best in the state, that's still a pretty, pretty darn impressive accomplishment.
I was actually like really excited. I couldn't show it. I was kind of tired from all that running, but I was like I think the day after, no, not the day after, when we got back from the trip and I went to school the next day, super tired. I heard the scores from one of my coaches, and he told me, his name's Mr. McDowell, so don't leave his name out. He told me that I got 7th in triple and 11th in long, and he was like, good work, man. I was like, wow. Look at me go. Running all over.
That is awesome. Xavier Scott with us here on BTL from the Dryden Track and Field Team. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week presented by Cayuga Health. Had an outstanding performance down there in Middletown for the Outdoor Track and Field Championships. And I want to know what it was like for you in preparation for the week, because of the air quality issues that were going on, I'm sure practicing was just chaotic for you guys. Heck, you probably didn't even know if the state championships would be happening on time or anything. So what was the preparation like for you leading up to everything?
The preparation was definitely all over the place. Like, it was like we couldn't go outside, so you couldn't get practice on a track for a track meet. So that was probably the most, like, conflicting thing with everything. So, you know, we had to work with what we had in the gym. So we got like mats out. One of our teammates had set up yoga mats to run on for their starts, because they didn't want to scratch up the gym floor with their spikes. So that was real interesting. Oh gosh, it was a mess, man. Doing hurdles in the gym too. We were all over the place. We were worried about if the state meet was going to get rescheduled.
Yeah.
was all over, but we got to work. We got there. The air quality was really good down there, though. Didn't see a single thing. It felt nice.
It's crazy to think about all the stuff and all the ups and downs that you guys had to deal with, because it was certainly a bit chaotic. You know, with things kind of wrapping up here, what was it like? Like, has it kind of soaked in that you being a class of 2023 guy, this is it? Like, this is the end of the road.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely soaked in a lot. Like, these recent weeks, the feeling of I'm ready to go type thing, but I still want to stay. So it's nice. There's a bunch of good people around here too. It's like everyone around here has raised me up well. All the coaches, like Weaver and Coach Wilson, all the people. Like, I know a lot of families that treat me well too, like take care of me. And then my family too takes care of me all the time. Like, and I take care of them. It's nice. It's nice here. But at the same time, I gotta go. I gotta go live out my life out there for a little while. I can obviously come back. I'm gonna come back. But I gotta go sometime, yeah?
You've obviously excelled and competed in a variety of different sports throughout all the seasons and everything. What's maybe one of your favorite memories from this past year? Do you have one?
I mean, this whole year genuinely is probably one of my favorite memories. Just gonna having this whole year, this year of track. You know, we won everything again. We all did really well. I got to teach people how to do certain things. We had plenty of good things going on in practices, plenty of good things going on in meets. I just think this year was a nice year to be like sent off on.
That's awesome, man. That's a great answer. Well, Xavier, as you know, as we get ready to wrap things up, we like to do our Fueling Excellence Fast Five, where we give you five random questions so that the audience gets to know you a little bit more, and we get to dive a little bit into your personality. So you ready for them this time around?
I'm ready.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. If you could be best friends with anybody famous, any celebrity, athlete, whoever it may be, who would you want to be best friends with?
I remember I said this before. The Rock, Kevin Hart, still has not changed.
Still has not changed. Well, let's give you a different question this time around then instead of that. If you had to have somebody play you in a movie, who would you want to play you in a movie? Would it be one of those guys?
That's a good question. Probably one of those guys. Definitely.
Nice. All right, second one for you here. If you had a time machine, would you want to go back in time or into the future?
I would want to go back in time.
Where would you want to go?
Where would I want to go, actually? I have no idea. I think I would want to see what it looked like back then, like maybe around like newer cities.
Yeah.
Cities that are developing.
Yeah. Nice. I like that answer. Okay, cool. All right. Third one for you. It's a little bit different because there are no walk-up songs in track and field like there are in baseball, let's say. But if you had to pick a song to be your walk-up song, if you will, before you competed, what's that one song you're picking?
One song for while I'm competing, Get Out the Way. I forgot. You probably know how it goes.
Oh, I don't worry. I know how it goes. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right.
I'm going 100 on the highway.
There we go.
So please get out of the highway. That is the song I would want to play.
I like it. All right. Fourth one for you here. Do you have a pre-meet routine or superstition? If you do, what is it?
Every time before a meet, I kind of just listen, kind of like get in, like to just get into a nice little space with my headphones before the meet starts, sit there for a while, and then like probably I think I stretch like way before the meet starts, so I have 10 extra minutes to just kind of do what I need to do, and then I'll just stand around, ignore conversations. And then after I get all my stuff done, I dance around the field like a weirdo.
I love it. All right, last one for you here. If you could have any superpower, what superpower do you want to have?
Oh, teleportation. I'm so tired of walking to places or just taking forever to get to where I want to just, like, snap my fingers and go to a different place.
I love it. Well, Xavier, it's been a really, really spectacular season for you here this spring, and a really, really spectacular couple of years for you over there at Dryden. Thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on a great showing at States, and it's always great chatting with you. Congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week.
Yeah. Thank you.